Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani, a warrior for peace. Millions of Iranian mourners have taken part in a funeral procession for the late commander of the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps Quds Force, Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani, and his companions, including the deputy head of Iraq's Popular Mobilization Units, Abu Mahdi al-Muhandes. In all, 10 people, 5 Iraqis and 5 Iranians, were assassinated in a U.S. airstrike on their motorcade just outside Baghdad airport in the early hours of Friday morning. In a message on Friday morning, the leader warned that harsh revenge awaits all those criminals behind the martyrdom of Lieutenant General Soleimani. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei also reminded all friends and enemies of the Iranian general that the resistance path will continue vigorously, stressing that continued battle and ultimate victory will disappoint the murderers and the criminals. Here we present you an article written by Stephen Blenman, who now hosts the Progressive Radio News Hour on the Progressive Radio News Network, 3 times a week. Stephen Blenman wrote the article for Press TV website. Stay with us for more of Stephen Blenman's article. All wars and related hostile actions are unjustifiably justified by big lies and deception. Iranian IRGC Quds Force Commander Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani was a formidable figure. Widely respected in Iran and abroad, he was a key strategist in pursuing regional peace and stability, free from the scourge of US-supported terrorists and the curse of its imperial occupation. Lieutenant General Soleimani's assassination last Friday by U.S. President Donald Trump's regime was an act of war on Iraq, where he was martyred, and on Iran, where he served for decades with courage, dedication, and distinction. From U.S. orchestrated Iraqi aggression on Iran in the 1980s until his U.S. state-sponsored murder. Donald Trump falsely claimed he killed or badly wounded thousands of Americans over an extended period of time and was plotting to kill many more, adding he was directly and indirectly responsible for the death of millions of people, an astonishing big lie even by his dissembling standards. As U.S. Commander-in-Chief, the dubious distinction applies to him, his regime, and congressional accomplices share blame for endless preemptive wars on non-threatening nations, a flagrant violation of the United Nations Charter. The Islamic Republic of Iran hasn't attacked any country in centuries. The Islamic Republic seeks regional peace and cooperation with other nations. Donald Trump falsely accused Lieutenant General Soleimani of plotting imminent and sinister attacks on American diplomats and military personnel. But we caught him in the act and terminated him. No evidence was cited because none exists. No imminent, sinister attacks on US civilian and military personnel planned. Donald Trump lied, claiming otherwise. He falsely accused Lieutenant General Soleimani of targeting, injuring, and murdering hundreds of American civilians and servicemen. America's Vice President Mike Pence falsely accused Lieutenant General Soleimani of assisting in the clandestine travel of 10 to 12 terrorists who carried out the suspicious 9/11 attacks in September of 2001. Allegedly, 19, not 12, individuals were involved in the suspicious 11th of September 2001 attacks. The mother of all false flag attacks, wrongfully blamed on Osama bin Laden and the Arabs. It was carried out by the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, and Israeli intelligence agency Mossad. No Islamic Republic officials have been involved in any terrorist attacks anywhere in the world. That is actually a US-NATO-Israeli speciality. It is not how the Islamic Republic of Iran operates. Donald Trump's order to assassinate Lieutenant General Soleimani was a strategic blunder. Dark forces in Washington convincing him to act unlawfully and imprudently. Lebanon's Al-Mayadeen television network director Ghassan bin Jiddo called Soleimani a brave leader. Millions of Iranians, countless others in regional countries and elsewhere, mourn his loss. Enraged over U.S. state-sponsored terrorism and murder, a CIA Pentagon speciality. Assassination elevated Soleimani to martyrdom status, larger than life in death, as well as whilst he was alive. He rose to prominence from humble roots and beginnings, becoming one of Iran's most revered figures. Former CIA officer John Maguire called him the single most powerful operative in West Asia, on the side of the angels against the scourge of imperial wars. Following Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution, ending a generation of US-installed tyranny, he joined the newly founded Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, the IRGC. As a battlefield commander during US-sponsored Iraqi aggression on Iran in the 1980s, Qasem Soleimani led the 41st Sarallah Division. In 1997, Qasem Soleimani was appointed to lead Iran's elite Quds Force, part of the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, the IRGC. An Iranian intelligence analyst explained that he was largely unknown until George W. Bush and Dick Cheney's 2003 aggression against Iraq. He said dangers to Iran posed by what happened compelled Tehran to intervene for strategic reasons, giving Lieutenant General Soleimani a chance to exhibit his asymmetric war leadership capabilities. In 2019, he became the first Islamic Republic military commander to be awarded the Order of Zulfiqar, named after Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, the first Shia Imam and one of Islam's most revered figures. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, called Haj Qasem a living martyr of the Islamic Revolution, saying he came close to martyrdom repeatedly, but in performing his duty and fighting for the cause of God, he had no fear of anyone or anything. Qasem Soleimani served the Islamic Republic with courage, honor, and devotion to his homeland as a sincere and exalted fighter, perishing at the hands of the world's most villainous individuals. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif expressed special respect for Lieutenant General Soleimani, adding, "For over 20 years, they closely collaborated to advance the objectives of the Islamic Republic in finding political and peaceful solutions." Qasem Soleimani was a warrior for peace, for protecting Iran and the Iranian people, aiding Syrian President Bashar al-Assad combat the scourge of American-supported terrorism in an advisory role. Iranian advisory forces in Syria were not involved in combat, operating from Syrian facilities, not their own. Their same role in Iraq when Iran has no bases of its own. Iran supports regional peace, regional stability, and mutual cooperation with other countries. Iran is against the scourge of US imperialism, an enemy of its foot soldiers. It stands tall for preserving the sovereignty and territorial integrity of nations on the US target list for regime change. The IRGC general, Ja'far Asadi, said Lieutenant General Soleimani convinced Vladimir Putin to intervene in Syria against the US-sponsored terrorist threat to its sovereignty and independence. Soleimani played a leading strategic role in smashing the scourge of Daesh terrorists in both Iraq and Syria. Mourned by millions of Iranians, both in Iran and abroad, he is sorely missed.